long to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. May I be.
Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to be with you again, and especially now as we approach the Feast of St. Francis, October 4th. Now, you might be listening to this afterwards, which is best just fine, because we're entering into something that's truly timeless. Greg Lucamelli and I, Dan Riley, welcome you on a journey, a Franciscan path that is truly and richly given to us by Christ through the gospel for everyone. It's a path with moments along the way, we might say, more than guideposts, words that might be helpful in the actions, the experiences of St. Francis and St. Clair. Again, this week we will be celebrating Francis's feast day. Clair's is in August, and we span a time between many, many Franciscan saints, we call them, women and men, single, married, friar, sister, who have lived lives, many of them looking to Francis and Clair as their primary teachers. And so we thought we'd open up some of what they offer us in simple ways in the next few, maybe like a series of reflections, primarily lifting out of the life of Clair, which was a longer life before the same rich, lively image that was for Francis to discover first. We'll take through some of the practices of Clair, some that we might borrow, lend, learn, and pass on to others. A simple prayer from Francis that maybe is going on in us these days is, God, who are you? Who are you? And then the other response, and who am I? We might say they're very contemporary questions if we even risk asking them. Many of us feel that we're almost beginning to be traitors to our path of religion or others to have any question. Yet questions are so profoundly deep. We remember Christ himself, Jesus, on the cross saying, Lord, would you take this away from me? He's basically asking that the Lord God would take the cup of suffering from him, but whatever is your will. So he constantly turns himself over to the Father in the darkest moment of his life. And you and I might do the same, or in moments of great light, or in both, or right now. God, who are you? Who am I? Is our journey. Francis, in particular, was in this journey after some treacherous times in his life. He endured what we would call PSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, not getting all the right letters there for you. It's so painful for people who endure that. And Francis did, having come back from war, confused and burdened and tortured by memory, moving deeply into wonderment, finding his own natural path to what we call contemplation today. Commenting on only a little bit now, he ended up in a small, broken-down chapel, much as he must have felt himself, and certainly as the world was then, because our world is now, and indeed as the church was then, and our church is now. Towns and villages, families, straining, broken. Possibly that's always the case of any age, but it was of the time of Francis and Clair. Children, young people carried the burden of it in many particular ways that we may reference, especially around Clair. But we see it in Francis, almost escaping his home where he was once actually imprisoned by his father, and at one point finding his way to a chapel, this broken-down chapel, San Damiano. And before the crucifix, it still somehow hung there, a beautiful image of Christ revealed on the cross, and yet also dead and risen. An amazing image, a Byzantine icon. Francis said, Lord, what would you have me do? Lord, what would you have me do? And somehow we're told in the story, the legend that Francis heard, Francis, go rebuild and repair my home, which you can see has fallen sadly into ruin. rather than domum being translated as church often, as it has been for a while, we return to its fundamental meaning. And I've mentioned it here in other podcasts. Francis receives the call to rebuild the body of Christ, the dwelling place of God in creation, to begin to address and know the world as sister and brother, to celebrate a canticle of brother sun and sister moon. Lord, what would you have me do? Well, the journey of Francis is somewhat like that of Claire, and I shift it simply to say that we'd like to walk with Claire through her time before this cross. And there's what I call the quadrant of Francis and Claire's contemplative passage, the Franciscan path, a way in which Claire herself was watching and wondering, also working and being attentive to the world around her and the world within her. We hope to begin this with the next podcast, which would take us more deeply into some of what I'm offering you now and reflecting on it. But let me close simply by saying how beautiful it is to be with you and for us to be here for a moment and just feel our yearnings, possibly in our own brokenness or somewhere in our families or workplaces we feel it. And the big question is, where do I go with it? How do I take it somewhere? And then we lift it up because we are lifted up. We are brought up into the mystery of the cross and we stand there and we say, Lord, what would you have me do? God, who are you? Who am I? Not only legitimate questions, but wonderful contemplative wonderings that flower for us through the suffering and blood of our own dying to the wonder of care and the life that we are called to, each of us in our own way in the world. Each time we do this, we are again invited to be still, possibly with an image of some holiness or creation around you now, or simply the setting that you're in, or the place that alerts you to the need for this time. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know. Be still, my sisters and brothers, as we open to the mystery and the wonder and the grace of the Franciscan path. As we celebrate Francis and Claire, be still. Let us be still and lift it up to be bearers of good news. From Dan Riley and Greg Lacamelli, we send you the peace and invitation to join us on this series of the Franciscan Path to Peace and Good News. The Lord give you peace.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?